Right, Jane, so you've got interesting things to say about bubbles. Now, just remind me, how did you get thinking about bubbles in the first place?
Many years ago, I happened to hear a French person explaining why she thought it was a good idea to ask English people to host French children for language immersion, rather than them going all the way over to England or the States or an English-speaking country with all the British people here in their bubbles, linguistically, culturally, comfort-wise, that there was no need, that it all existed in France with the English expat community who existed in their satellite-fed, centrally heated stone houses in the middle of Brittany.
Living in bubbles.
Living in their bubbles.
Mm.
Yeah.
But do you think sometimes that bubble is a very comfortable, easy existence? Do we need to live outside the bubble?
Well, I think we should, yeah. I think it's a dangerous place to be in a bubble because it smacks of complacency, lack of effort. Lack of effort leads to going nowhere. That's my view. That in order to embrace life and to grow from one's surroundings and experiences, we need to push out the barriers, pop the bubble, I say.
And one way of doing that, of course, if we're living in France, is to learn French.
Absolutely.
And you
get out there, or even within the bubble, cut the cord to the English satellite dish, rig up a French one, or just plug into your live box. French TV is available digitally through your live box, watching the same, because the same kind of quizzes exist. Most of the programs are dubbed versions of British or American programs, so we know the formula, we know what the dialogue is likely to be. And so all we have to do is just listen to it phonetically until it just washes. I mean, I remember I used to drive along with RMN, the radio on, which is only music. And a lot of that's English, American, Anglophone, you know, music, lyrics. But there'd be the news bulletin and I would think, God, one word, that's all I understand. But then a month down the line, it would be three words. And then I'd keep hearing the same phrase when I was out. Or fortunately, I have had exposure to French people because I have been a parent. Plus, when my son was in hospital, having to understand the lingo. Also, as a host for B&B guests, of which coming up for 90% have been French, cooking for them, having dialogue and exchange over the table at a meal is the fantastic way to communicate. But if one doesn't have any of that, if one is retired and feels that one isn't exposed in everyday life, then just perhaps go to a bar, and if you go regularly, you'll get you get talking to the people behind the bar. They're happy with just seeing you make some kind of effort. They won't usually correct you, and you can make the most ridiculous mistakes, but they don't laugh, they don't take the mickey, and as a rule, they're not in any way racist. So just seize the day and, you know, get out there.
Mm.
But I'm ready to do lessons for anyone who's you know, that's one of my project ideas, that I want to offer first steps in French. It's not frightening. You will never speak it as a native. We will always be seen as British. But people have told me that, well, I'm told by French men that they very much like French spoken with an English accent. Apparently it's equally as sexy as English. Women like to hear English being spoken by French men with a French accent. And so the reverse applies. And I've had many comments in my visitor's book about being so British and charming.
Do you think most British people try to integrate enough when they're over here living in Brittany?
No, unfortunately I don't. It's something that many has been the time when I've been somewhere and a French person says, "Wow, you speak French?" And they say because, and they cite so-and-so, we know people who've been here 10 years and they don't speak a word. Well, I feel quite ashamed of that, really. Why? Why have they come over here if they're not in any way? You know, it's simply for cheap property, cheap wine. What else? You're not offering anything. Surely life is an exchange. Surely we're out here. We're born to communicate and to connect. If we rest in isolation, then we do it at our peril.
So burst the bubble. That's your motto?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I guess. I don't know if bubbles can be of any use. I actually think they serve to put barriers between us.
Jane, thank you very much for your words of wisdom.